Ooh.
Okay. Man, Pete Sepp, that was a great. Check out the National Taxpayers Union. Check out their website. Good stuff. Put that in the back of your pocket. Bring it out at cocktail parties and impress your friends.
NTU.org.
NTU.org. Thank you. And that way you can seem smart. Intimidate your friends. Win arguments. Things like that. Let me do this real quickly. That whole thing in Norway happening yesterday, that's bizarre.
It sure is.
Everyone's familiar with it now. The explosions, and then this guy's out on an island just mowing people down. Although I was talking about this last night with some, it's kind of shocking that that doesn't happen more in those Nordic countries where they got to stay indoors all the time. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, people love to, during the healthcare debate and others, people would parade out Norway or Finland as a great example of nationalized healthcare and all that. And I was like, they just stay indoors all the time because it's 30 degrees below zero and, you know, Ford and Nordsons, everybody's indoors. At some point in time, though, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the sun never comes up a big chunk of the time, or it's always up. And somehow this guy acted alone. He pulled all that off.
Shooting teenagers and kids.
I don't get it. It just doesn't. Well, of course you can.
Yeah. How you?
You can't. I mean, just like the nut job that shot Gabby Giffords and those things. You can't. You as a normal human being, Han Solo, you can't wrap your brain around it because you think normally. You're well adjusted, and this person is not. So I'm going to shut this door because that's what that feedback. I'm sorry. Little live on-air production. Okay. So you know, we look for ways to rationalize and think, well, there's no way you couldn't in cold blood start to mow down these kids. Mm-hmm. All because the initial story from the authorities in Norway that he was trying to stop the spread of Islam. It just doesn't. I don't know. It's very when I try to think about things like that, I just want to go back to Congressman Wu and the picture of him in a tiger suit because that's what I. There he is.
It's on Gawker right now, but I will post it on our blog later on today.
What we're referring to is Congressman David Wu, who Democrat from Oregon, member of the U.S. House of Representatives, who's at the center of yet another sex controversy. He has admitted to having what has been described as an unwanted sexual encounter with the teenage daughter of a longtime friend and supporter. This over Thanksgiving last year. So in the midst of these debt limit negotiations and Nancy Pelosi bouncing around back and forth, she has to deal now with David Wu.
Wu.
Who looks like the Asian guy from The Hangover. That's your brilliant point, Han Solo. if only Zach Galifianakis were standing next to him. And evidently, Congressman Wu went off the deep end, last October, dressing up in a tiger suit, taking photos of it, and then sending those photos to his staff. Now, there's nothing of a sexual nature to the photos.
Unless
you're into guys dressed up in tiger suits.
then this is very sexual.
If that cuckoo stuff floats your boat... But the good congressman looks like he's probably going to end up stepping down, and which gave me what I think would be a stroke of genius for some DC radio station, Woo and Wiener in the Morning.
I wonder if they need a producer.
There you go. That's your ticket to stardom, Han Solo. Woo and Wiener in the Morning. What do you do? I mean, it's very much a Lemon and Klugman.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Lemon and Tony Randall.
Yeah.
no, I butchered that up yet again.
Uh-huh.
It's Jack Klugman, Tony Randall, okay. The TV show. It was Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon in the movie.
Thinking, yeah.
Sorry, I got my odd couples. I got
but then
my
I was
odd couples.
Grumpy old men. See?
Is
Which
the
that
well, they
doesn't
are.
Make sense.
Yes,
so, for this.
But that's it. If you want Lemon and Matthau, Woo and Wiener in the morning. You take one Asian American congressman, team him up with one Jewish congressman. Woo and Wiener in the morning. Z101. So yeah, I guess if you could have, well, you could do a little collage of the Anthony Wiener pictures, uh-huh. and then this action photo at Gawker.com, which you can go see, Congressman David Woo. He sends that photo out to his campaign staff. Can you imagine being his campaign manager and like, your phone goes off about 2:30 in the morning, you roll over, what the, I quit. Politico explaining that several key campaign staff announced their resignation upon receiving the photo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you knew something was wrong. But he still won. Heavily Democratic district. Yeah. Wynton Marsalis plays us out. Man, this is one of my favorite tunes from the soundtrack of the Spike Lee movie Mo Better Blues.
The Spike Lee joint.
Spike Lee, yes. 40 Acres and a Mule for Spike. This is just great music, man. These guys, I've forgotten who's on the tenor sax here. It's just good stuff. I'm going to shut up. We'll let this play for a couple of minutes. Be the best part of this program today, I promise. More of Woo and Wiener after this.